And now, coming up on 8:50, Dave Dickey joins us for our pre-opening commodity market report. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Friday morning, everyone. As you just heard a moment ago, we're going to go after the top of the hour to Springfield to listen in on House debate and discussion of the potential impeachment of the governor. So today's opening market report is being preempted, but you can still get it in a number of ways. You can listen in on our website at WILLAG.org. You can subscribe to it via a podcast. You can do that on our website as well. Again, WILLAG.org. Or after 10:15 a.m. Central, you can call our market analyst portal at 217-333-3434. We'll have the opening numbers and analysis with Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities. The number, 217-333-3434. The Labor Department today says that the nation's unemployment rate rose to 7.2% in December, the highest level since early 1993, as employers slashed 524,000 jobs. For all of 2008, the economy lost a net total of 2.6 million jobs. Meanwhile, U.S. consumer borrowing dropped by a record $7.94 billion in November. The Federal Reserve says the latest evidence shows that non-revolving credit, which includes closed-end loans for big-ticket items like tractors, cars, boats, and college education, it fell to $5.18 billion, or at a 3.9% annual rate. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 86.30, down 111 points. The NASDAQ 1585, down 31. And the S&P 500 is at 895. It's down 14.5 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us now with a look at the day's agricultural weather is AM 580's Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. And first off, we have some weather across the Midwest that not a major concern right now, but some snow is developing and we could have some problems as far as travel across the upper Midwest. This is a storm system that's still evolving, and it does look to be bringing a little worse weather from areas across northern Indiana and through the Great Lakes states. But there are areas in northern Illinois, southern Wisconsin that could pick up as much as 10 inches of snow. So travel could be a problem. And then this surge of moisture is going to be followed by a band of Arctic air that pushes into the area and could produce some problems for soft wheat producing areas. There hopefully is enough snow cover to protect the wheat in most areas. But if they are low on snow, they could have some problems as temperatures head back to below zero on the Fahrenheit scale for the early and middle portion of next week. And again, that slides into the Great Lakes areas towards the middle and end of next week. In South America, the growing season is going, and they do have a forecast in Argentina that the computer models are indicating drier and warmer to it in most areas. The week has not been a very good one for the forecast consistency in Argentina. We've had some model runs that indicated more rain in some areas. So we've had a couple of maybe contrasting forecasts over the last week or so. But the mere fact that the heat is showing up periodically in the latest model runs raises concern about some of the stress situation developing in most of the area outside of Cordoba. Because especially so much land outside Cordoba and a few neighboring areas are quite dry already. And the forecast model, again, indicating warmer and drier. Bottom line is that crop areas outside of Cordoba and the immediate neighboring border areas will experience worsening stress from dryness and heat as time moves along, unless there is some substantial rain that evolves in the area soon. The rain event slated for Sunday through Tuesday has been reduced substantially, and with hotter temperatures expected next week, that could lead to greater stress and decreasing production potential for unirrigated fields that have already been enduring stress in that portion of Argentina, or those portions of Argentina. As far as Brazil, rain advertised again through Tuesday through Thursday of next week is the event that could diminish the amount of stress, but that is expected to die down in future model runs. Greatest precipitation bias will likely shift to the east and north of Rio Grande do Sul, southern Paraguay, in the future model runs, and much of the greater rain is now expected for central and northern Brazil crop areas beginning January 16th and lasting through the 20th. So generally, most areas in Brazil are in decent shape, but again, if they get a shortage of rainfall in that area, they could see some development of some crop stress across portions of Brazil as well. Well, as far as China goes, cold air is the greatest interest in eastern China for the coming week. Sunday and Monday morning, temperatures will drop to the lowest levels of the season in northern wheat areas. If there's going to be a threat to wheat production because of cold temperatures and no snow, it will be at that time. Extreme lows are expected to be slightly below zero in the northern Yellow River Basin from northern Zhangji through the northern reaches to northern Hebei. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, March wheat opened at 633¾, up a half, last trade up 9¼. March wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 613¾, up a 1¼, last trade up 7½. July, 637, up 3/4, last trade up 7¼. March corn opened at 408, up 1¼, last trade up 6. July, 428, up a half, last trade up 5½. January beans, 994, up 5, last trade up 28. July, 1015½, up 4½, last trade up 26½. January soybean meal, 308.70, up 9.70, last trade up 9.70. January soybean oil, 35.96, up 44, last trade up 44. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She is in West Bend, Wisconsin. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, the overnights would suggest that we might have a little bit higher opening, and I'm at the moment really focusing in on corn. But given the jobs report this morning, and I look at crude oil action, we actually went under $40 ever so briefly. We're right now $1.45 to the downside in the crude pits in the lead option month. Is corn going to open higher?
Well, I think corn's got the opportunity to open higher just because it's going to probably follow beans. I think beans have a lot of strong fundamentals behind them at the moment, and so I think it can. When we look at crude, you know, we have to recognize that crude is still trading a range, and it is right now at the bottom end of the range that we've had since the end of December. If it goes below the 37 level, well, then I definitely think we've got some problems. But I think what we're going to see today more than anything else is probably the movement based on what the position squaring, you know, ahead of Monday's report. And, again, I think it'll be more influenced by beans than anything else.
So what do you think the upside potential for soybeans is over the weekend and then heading into that report on Monday?
Well, I think when you look at soybeans, we were up 18½ overnight last night on November beans. You know, nearby beans were up in the 20s, and we could go back and probably try and test into the 10-30s, perhaps. But we always have to remember, you know, this is Friday, and we are going to have people who, you know, the expectation is that we're going to see tighter supplies coming out of last year's crop from the USDA on Monday. And you're going to have people who are going to be nervous about that a little bit. You know, we saw the big bounce last night basically pushed on drier South American weather, you know, and that 120,000 metric ton sale to China is what really got it started. So I think probably in the 10:30 on November. On the nearbys, maybe 10:25, somewhere in that neighborhood, probably would be a very strong resistance point.
What number to the downside would give you pause? Somewhere around what, maybe 9:75, that area?
Yeah, well, give me pause. By giving me pause, are you asking me, making me nervous?
Yes.
About the fact that we're going to go deeper?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. 9:75 is some pretty fair, strong support. If we break that, we're probably back down into the 9:50s and the 9:30s.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I don't think that that's extremely likely ahead of this report.
Turn your attention to CME Livestock. What do you see for the opening there, please?
Well, when I look at cattle and hogs, basically, flat to higher, they've taken a real hard hit. We've been down 540 on cattle. So I think any kind of bounce, we had a small bounce overnight last night. It's going to be more short covering than it is anything else at this point in time.
And we got about 30 seconds, very quickly. If there is a surprise on Monday's reports, where might it be?
Where might it be?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think if there's a surprise on Monday's report, it might come in the corn side of it. We could see a tighter crop than what we anticipate, but I think basically we've got an awful lot built into this report already in terms of thinking we're going to have a tight crop from this past year. On the news side of it, I guess the surprise would be as if they don't cut ethanol anymore.
All right, Jackie, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jackie
Bye-bye.
Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. And she is in West Bend, Wisconsin. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. The time now, 9:01 Central Time.